dream to yourself. That's the last thing you should do.
This is Space Station 5 on 97.1 FM. And Nika is right now getting me some food for breakfast. And I don't know, is there any fries left? Are there any fricandel, which I love so that most? And we will see what we get.
The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to know if Dexter's 2 and 3. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It is the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
That boy needs therapy.
Psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
You're lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Pranikazoo, let's have a chew. I want to count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and midgets
and the Indians and
what frontier survivor?
I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world.
The world of 20,000 girls.
Yeah, rectangles.
Two and optometrists.
A man with a golden eyeball.
And tighten your buttocks.
Or juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend I'd get
the violin.
Yeah, some birds.
I won't hurt you. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Okay, as you might have noticed, it's gonna start to rain, and we don't know how long it's raining, man. And we don't know how long it will take, but keep your equipment dry and look where you are. Okay, this was my fault. It's raining and we are all getting confused.
flying high, flying high, bird of prey, bird of prey, in the summer sky, flying high, bird of prey, bird of prey, flying high, flying high, bird of prey, bird of prey, gently pass on by, flying high, 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 take me on your flight, flying high.
Hi, I'm now at the radio tent. My name is Sam, and I have Tim Timewaster with me. Hi, Tim.
Hi. Hi.
What are you going to make a workshop? What workshop?
About hacking digital watermarks.
Hacking digital watermarks. When will it be?
I believe Saturday at 4.
Saturday at 4. Can you give us a short abstract of your just two sentences?
Digital watermarks are used for copy protection nowadays, but it's interesting to see how secure they are, and I did some tests about that and present the results. I'm not going to tell you yet, otherwise you wouldn't be coming to my workshop. But
sure.
Okay.
Okay, I'm interested. Saturday at 4 with Tim Timewaste, Digital Watermark. Thank you, Tim.
Bird of prey, bird of prey,
Thank you. and welcome to the news at 2 p.m. For everyone who's new arrived, the festival program is available from the main tent. There you can find all information about power, net access, meals, showers, and many other stuff. If you lost something, there is a lost and found corner at the information desk. You can try your luck there. If you're parking any cars at the street of the back side of the main tent, please make sure to remove them. Otherwise, they will be removed by other people very soon. The weather is still changing very often, so as usual, keep your tent and equipment dry, especially your power cables. Make sure, be very careful with that. As for the program, for the schedule, there's not much happening now. There's a work-in-progress presentation going on at stage number one, and a Unix Basics for Absolute Beginners workshop still in the workshop tent. Otherwise, it's lunch break. At 2:30, there will be starting lectures on DCSS history, binary and source code auditing, and DNS for beginners. But this will only start at 2:30. In the meantime, we will give you some network information. Services that are provided now are two IRC servers. The address is IRCnet, campsite.hell2001.org, undernet.campsite.hell2001.org, same, and rc5proxy.campsite.hell2001.org. also, make sure to check out the website for more information. There's also an SMTP server and PowerDNS with the same campsite.hell2001.org ending. You can change the reverse lookup name for your IP address.
Okay, Sam and Sneaker are saying bye-bye. We have the 12 to 14 hours shift, and the next shift will be of Doro and Pooh.
am curious, Lieutenant. What does it mean, groovy?
There is only one way to find out. Listen to Space Station 5 on 97.1 FM.
Welcome back, valued listeners, to now an interview with Bernie S. and Jeff Lash from 2600 Magazine.
What is 600 Magazine? Oh, no, this is a hobby broadcasting magazine. A different magazine.
Now we are in complete chaos. Hello, this is Ingo, and with me is Bernie S. and Jeff from the 2600. And you are doing a magazine called Hobby Broadcasting.
Yes, I'm affiliated with a hobby broadcasting magazine in America, and we cover issues about radio broadcasting and other types of broadcasting in the United States from a hobby standpoint. Those who are not trying to make a profit or money from their broadcasts, which is difficult in the United States because the licensing authority, the Federal Communications Commission, will not grant licenses except under very strict circumstances, or unless you have a lot of money to hire lawyers and so forth. So for a community or a nonprofit event or something like the HAL 2001 conference in the United States, we would not have been able to get a license to broadcast like you are doing here with Space Station 5 at 97.1 FM.
So, but you mean in this case only radio on FM? Normal radio as we know it from the car radio.
Yes, normal regular FM radio broadcasts in the United States are limited. You cannot get a temporary license like Space Station 5 has here. You can get a license if you apply to the FCC and basically pay a lot of money. It would generally cost about $100,000.
So in the Netherlands there's really some sort of really culture of pirate station. Are there some in the United States? Do you know of some, and what has happened to them?
There are, as a result of the very restrictive policies of the United States government on who can broadcast, even at very low power levels, there have been a large number of unauthorized or pirate FM and AM and shortwave broadcasters in the U.S., and I happen to know some of them. I can't name them personally, but there are several stations around the country that broadcast sporadically. They cannot make regular broadcasts because it is too easy for the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, to track them down. And some of these stations have been shut down by the FCC. People have been fined many thousands of dollars. Their equipment, their studios, their transmitters, the antennas have been confiscated at gunpoint in many cases. I live in Philadelphia. In the United States, and there was a station in that city about 3 years ago, WPPR, West Philadelphia Pirate Radio, also called Radio Mutiny. And it operated for 2 or 3 years, almost with impunity. The FCC came to the door many times, but without a search warrant, and the pirate operators would not let them in. It was a good station. There was a lot of information about what was going on in the community, about health issues, things that the commercial radio stations were not covering. And finally, we had a big conference in Philadelphia from people all over the country and from other parts of the world, a micro-broadcasting conference in 1998, where we discussed these problems. And after a lot of pressure, we've put on legislators and so forth, we got a law passed to allow for a low-power license class in the United States. But
what means low power license?
Low power would be either 10 or 100 watts FM. But at the last minute, our Congress passed a law saying that these licenses could only be issued to stations who were on a third adjacent frequency. That is three frequency slots away from any other, from the next closest FM station. So say your station is at 97.1 FM. In the United States, if we were to apply for a low-power license, 10 or 100 watts, it would have to be three slots away and no closer. So yours is 97.1. To not interfere with you, we would have to be at 97.7, three 200 kilohertz slots away. And in virtually every city and major town in the United States, there are no slots that are that wide open still because there's so many stations. So effectively, our Congress, who gets lots of money from the broadcast industry in the United States has effectively prevented most people from prevented almost anyone from starting a low power station in a city. As a result, you can start a station in a very rural area where there are no people. You know, you could get a lot of cows listening to the station maybe, but there's no not any way to set up a low power station legally in the United States where there's a significant population.
So even not only for temporary frequency use, so as in this case we are using this frequency for a half week, and it's called event broadcasting here, temporarily permissions, it's also not possible in the States.
No, there's no event broadcasting provision under the FCC, unfortunately. There are events, they will allow broadcasting under certain circumstances where if you have the right kind of equipment and an antenna. For instance, if you're broadcasting in a stadium and you used coaxial cable, leaky coax, going around in a circle around the stadium, so only people inside the stadium could hear it, but outside the signal would be lost, then you could do that. But those are you know, very expensive situations to set up, to surround the listening audience with a wire. But and then it's at very, very low power, so you still could not address everyone in a community that way. So personally, a lot of people in the United States feel that it's commercial interests and the government to just not want people to voice their opinion, and that commercial stations have, you know, will be more than willing to not be too critical of the government or corporations and so forth. And we have a big problem in the U.S. now. A lot of stations are being bought out by big companies, and there are like three or four companies in the United States that own most of the radio stations now. There are very few independent stations owned by, you know, one small group of people. They're all owned by, you know, large broadcasting companies like Clear Channel Communications and so forth. So it's a lot of consolidation of media and few choices anymore, and it's getting worse.
Okay, so Long Bernice, a very special thank for this overview. At last, if someone wants to find you and get in contact with you, where can you be found? Where are you around on the campus here?
I will be walking around with a red shirt that says 2600 on it, and I will be in the main tent and the restaurant tent most of the time, not for the food, but for the panel discussions.
Okay, but and my, some sort of web address, I see.
Oh, you can find more information out about hobby broadcasting in America at hobbybroadcasting.com, or you could email me directly at bernies@2600.com.
Okay, thank you, and good luck for your magazine, and we will go on with music.
That's all right. I just take the pictures.
Thank you. Something that's already becoming a classic, the police interview.
You're in front of a vehicle that not really belongs to the camp, but belongs somehow to the camp. The people in here are not participants. They are from the government, the official police stations. So, Franz, you are from the police station. What is your job here?
Well, I'm from a cybercrime unit from the eastern part of the country, and because this place, Enschede, is for our unit, we are the next 3 days here on the campsite to try to convince everybody not to do strange things on the internet.
So, how are you being asked for this job? How is it coming to this point that you are here?
We were also at HIP 97, because that was also in a place that belongs to our territory. And of course we knew in 97 that there should be a new event on like this is held now, so we try to follow the publications on the internet and in the press, and we watched the organization trying to set up this event, and we followed that, and that's why we are here now.
Do you expect any problems, or were there any problems in the last event at the HOI and the HIP in the former years?
There were a few incidents on the HIP 4 years ago. I won't comment on what kind of things there were wrong with that event. But we try to communicate with the public here to try to get a message to the people that hacking is not allowed in the Netherlands.
So this is a really difficult matter for you, I think. This is a hacker content here, and the people, how do they react on the presence of the police here?
Well, it has to start really tomorrow, so the next few days we will see how the public will react, but we have good reactions from the HIP 4 years ago, so I don't think it's really a problem that we are here. Most people are convinced that you don't have to do strange things on the internet, that you don't have to commit crimes to have a nice time. And so I expect from all the participants on this event that they are all eager to find new things in new technology, and they want to share their knowledge about new technology. So I hope that it will stay with sharing knowledge about new technology.
So thank you for this interview, Franz.
Hacking is not allowed in the Netherlands. Hacking is not allowed in the Netherlands. That you don't have to commit crimes to have a nice time.
I'm the cutest boy in town. My car is fast, my teeth are shiny. I tell all the girls they can kiss my hiney. Here I am at a famous school. I'm dressing sharp and I'm acting cool. I got a cheerleader here who wants to help with my paper. That'll do all the work and maybe later I'll read for all the God. I am the American dream. I do not think I'm too extreme. And I'm a handsome son of a bitch. I'm gonna get a good job and be real rich. Liberation game creeping all across the nation. I tell you people, I was not ready when I fucked this dyke by the name of Freddy. She made a little speech then. All she tried to make me say when she had my balls in a vice, but she left the dick. I guess it's still her thumb, but now it shoots too quick. Oh God, I am the American dream. But now I smell like Vaseline. And I'm a miserable son of a bitch. Am I a boy or a lady? I don't know which.
I wonder, 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 wonder.
So I went out and bought me a leisure suit. I jingled my change, but I'm still kinda cute. Got a job doing radio promo. And none of the jocks can even tell I'm a homo. Eventually, me and a friend sorta drifted along into S&M. I can take about an hour on the Tower of Power, as long as I get a little golden shower. Oh God, I am the American dream. With a spindle up my butt till it makes me scream. And I'll do anything to get ahead. I'll lay awake nights saying thank you, Fred. Oh God, I'm so fantastic. Thanks to Freddy, I'm a sexual spastic. And my name is Bobby Brown. Watch me now, I'm going down. And my name is Bobby Brown. Watch me now, I'm going down. And my name is Bobby Brown. Watch me now, I'm going down.
Yeah, I knew you'd be surprised.
They fall from your mouth, propelled by your belly and your tongue. I shiver when you say, and I fall into jail. I think I loved you more than me. Are you human or a gun? Are you human that you make it up? My baby.
Pick and choose, sit and lose, all you different crews, chicks and dudes, who you think is really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a prison tube, like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe spiritual. Hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy. Lifeless to those with definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the hype shit. You like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous with one token. Psychic among no possess you with one though.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Hey, happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's
essence of basics, without it you make it. Allow me to make this childlike in nature. Rhythm, you have it or you don't, that's a fallacy. I'm in them, every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes and see destruction and demise, corruption in the skies from this fucking enterprise. Now I'm sucked into your lies through rust, so not as muscles but profession to provide for me as a guide. Y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye, you perceive with your mind. That's
the inner. So I'ma stick around with Russ and be a mentor. Bust a few rhymes so motherfuckers remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you can survive when law is lawless.
Right,
feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember that it's calling your head.
Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming out. Hey, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. My future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. My future. It's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on. It's coming on, it's coming on, my future.
Ich bin der Musikant mit Taschenrechner in der Hand.
Ich
Addiere und subtrahiere. Kontrolliere und komponiere. Und wenn ich diese Taste drück, spielt er ein kleines Musikstück. Und wenn ich diese Taste drück, spielt er ein kleines Musikstück.
Thank you.
ihre Pannen zahlen. Jeden Tag sieben Kinder abschieben und dann zum Essen mit den Kanten zahlen. Endlich sind die Terroristen weg. Und es ist Schrottung.
über einen wesentlich komplizierteren Mechanismus. Ein Lied, in dem ich nach echter Romantik gesucht habe. Und dann habe ich festgestellt, es gibt das nur noch bei den total verkabelten Herren und bei den Elektronikern. Und so habe ich dann eine echte Schnulze geschrieben, das Klagelied eines sentimentalen Programmierers. Ein Lied, das mir das Leben in die Feder diktiert hat. Das ist das Vorspiel.
La da da ti, la la da da.
Die 11x-13 war meine Passion. Sie war meine Liebe, mein Stolz und mein Lohn. Einst waren wir glücklich und was uns verband, war viel mehr als nur Symbole auf magnetischem Band. Sie war eine Venus aus Drähten und Chrom. Ich war Programmierer, hatte grad mein Diplom. Ich dichtete Tabellen für ihre Speicherzellen. Ich liebte sie platonisch, sie liebte elektronisch. Ich hörte ihr Rattern und ihr Fiepen so gern. Und mir leuchteten ihre Lämpchen grad als wie die Stern. An dieser Stelle macht sich das Fehlen eines Stehgeigers ganz besonders schmerzlich bemerkbar. Die 11x-13 war meine Passion. Sie war meine Liebe, mein Stolz und mein Lohn. Und was in ihr vorging, das ahnte ich allein. Das heißt, ich glaubte zumindest, der Einzige zu sein. Bis vorige Woche der Herr Bröselmann kam. Ein Heimlehrgang Programmierer vom Büro nebenan. Sie hat mich belogen, mit Bröselmann betrogen. Er hat sie gefüttert, das Schwein. Und was mich erschüttert, ist, dass ich tags drauf eine Lochkarte fand, auf der, oh du göttlicher Bröselmann, stand. An dieser Stelle hingegen wäre die Gegenwart eines Stehgeigers vollkommen überflüssig. Die 11x-13 war meine Passion. Doch es war nur Berechnung und eiskalter Hohn. Aber heute, da nehme ich Rache und dann schneide ich hier knapp, hinterlistig und gemein, das Stromkabel ab.
Yoda. His game is never stick. It's in the mountains. I am curious, Lieutenant. What does it mean, groovy?
There is only one way to find out. Listen to Space Station 5 on 97.1 FM.
We now have an interview again for you, so I'm switching over to my pals.
Yes, hello, here's Ingo again, and Lisette is
Ingo.
Joining us.
Yes.
Hi, Lisette. You have something very interesting to tell us.
Well, I hope it's interesting, but today we are broadcasting in Amsterdam. That's something I could tell you. I'm from Media Life Now, because it's it's a way to do things here. I think combining all the new media together. And what we're broadcasting is the streams from here. So all the lectures and stuff like that.
So actually now our program, Space Station 5, can be heard in Amsterdam, over Amsterdam.
Yes, yes.
In the radio and on this frequency.
The radio frequency in Amsterdam and region is 101.8 megahertz, of course, in the air. And you can also watch
You can
TV.
Watch us.
Yeah, not you. You can listen to you. And we have a lot of other images going along with the radio sound. And that's on A1 in Amsterdam. It's public access TV.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought some airtime there.
Some sort
today
of open,
tomorrow.
Open source television.
Yeah, public access.
Public
yes.
access television.
That's really
that's
nice.
That's cool. And what is this for a radio station who is relying us there?
I don't know, actually, because... Salto? Yeah, it's Salto. It's also public access radio, in
so
this case. Though there's no pirate radios involved at the moment, so it's very neat. But I think on Saturday night we will be heard also on Radio 100 in Amsterdam. So
on
check
two
that
frequencies
out.
In Amsterdam.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
That's...
So, that's a good
really?
Thing. And I really like the show so far. And I see everything is almost with MP3s from laptops and everything.
Our music comes from MP3s and
yes.
mostly and from conventional CDs here.
Conventional CDs. I don't see any record players. For me, that is the conventional making of radio. But if people want to see what we're all broadcasting and which frequencies we are, you can visit our website. That's media.live.nu, N-U, media.live.nu. So you can see all the frequencies and timetables when we are broadcasting on which channel. And I think it's very interesting because we do a lot here.
Thank you, Lisette. It was very interesting. And, I guess we
are
go
Are you
on
sure it was interesting?
Yes, of course.
Well, Ingo, it was very interesting to talk with you.
And
I like this. Space Station 5.
Space
I like your jingle, by the way. Can we hear it again? Where's the jingle?
Play the jingle.
Jingle! Jingle!
It's not turned on. Turn the mixer on.
Jingle! Okay. We are waiting for the jingle and it's... Yes, Space Station 5!
Yeah, we have a very, very low loopback device. Often we can't hear ourselves. It's really a problem.
Yeah,
we have only one headphone.
You know, why don't you bring your little own radio so you have your monitor?
Yeah,
I have a radio in my tent
but
now.
But we can't turn up the volume, so we would have loopbacks here.
Yeah, but if you have a little radio in your ear, you have your own monitoring.
Yeah, but
you don't need your headphones.
We don't have one.
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah.
Are you a radio maker? Or
no, actually we are not. We are just a group of people who... try to do radio.
That's why you're a little bit nervous altogether.
Yes, of course.
But it's really
Space
great.
Space Station 5, the station with the sympathetic English accent. Play the jingle.
Yeah. Doet me denken aan hallo, hallo. Herr Gruber of so. Okay,
Space Station 5. The
channel
with the sympathetic English accent. So.
Samples for you only.
Yeah, we're just hoping that the people enjoying us.
Oh yes, sure. I wish there were more speakers outside and people could really listen to it like a sort of camp radio, because you do announcements about cars being parked the wrong way or other stuff, and I think most of the people don't even listen to the radio, so that's shame, sort of.
Yeah, but we don't want
Can't
to have loudspeakers.
Can't you hack an infotent or something to have loudspeakers over there?
Sometimes they are playing us. Sometimes.
You should have, like, a team go kicking around. You have a radio? Put it on. Now. Or else. Or I'm going to cut your cables.
We are sometimes heard in the restaurant. Sometimes.
Yes.
It depends.
Yeah, if there are no DJs playing. I think they should put it on all the time, you know? Let the DJs do the thing here. They have turntables, by the way.
Yeah,
vinyl.
Yeah.
Are you old enough to have a record player at home?
I hope so.
Most of us just like our records and would bring them because this weather and everything, that we might have feared that they might be destroyed. So.
Yeah, they're very antique at the moment, all the record players. You have one too at home?
Yeah, I have one too. My parents, actually, but it's pretty good still.
Okay, and they make nice frisbees as well, but don't do it. Well, the records. Okay, I want to thank you for the airtime.
No problem. I hope it's very interesting for the people in Amsterdam to hear
yes.
which cars parked wrong here on the campsite.
Mm-hmm. Well, whatever. But people can also join us in the chat on the IRC net, and it's channel live, so you can chat with us on TV live in Amsterdam. So you can also make do your own contribution. That is all where media life now is about. Yeah.
And of course, who wants to chat with us, just come to the radio tent. We are here always.
You're not on the IRC net chatting somewhere with like Radio Hall 2001?
No, we don't have set up anything like this. We just have our webpage.
So we cannot bum you with...
But of course, everyone is invited to make a radio show. We still have free time slots. For everyone who wants to make a radio show tomorrow or in the evening today or on Sunday, no problem. Just come around.
Do that.
Join the meeting at 10 o'clock in the morning and...
get yourself scheduled in for a radio program. Yeah. I just want to say the URL one more time for the people who want to know what's going to be broadcasted. It's media.live.nu. That's N-U. Media.live.nu. And you can see, click on the whole thing, and then you'll be there in cyberspace. Thank you very much, Ingo. Thank you very much, team.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm going to go back to my place where I belong.
Okay. Thank you. You're going with music.
So thank you once more for the interview, and we will continue with some important announcements right after the next music clip.
Thank you.
Here we are once again with the upcoming speeches. It's 15:30 almost, and we have now Cybercrime Convention on stage 1. And on stage 2, we can hacker ethics be taught, and what are hacker ethics anyway? On stage 3, there is Provision Portal for Multicast Satellite Communication, and workshops, there's still the Unix Basics for Absolute Beginners going on. So, everyone, you still have 3 minutes to get there, so get out of the tents. We are now continuing with the music.
Dein Geflüster. Arbeiter, hörst du es nicht? Das sind die Stimmen der Kriegsminister. Arbeiter, hörst du sie nicht? Es flüstern die Kohle- und Stahlproduzenten. Es flüstert die chemische Kriegsproduktion. Es flüstert von allen Kontinenten. Mobilmachung gegen die Sowjetunion. Dann steigt aus dem Trümmer der alten Gesellschaft die sozialistische Weltrepublik. Arbeiter, horch, sie ziehen ins Feld und schreien für Nation und Rasse. Das ist der Krieg der Herrscher der Welt gegen die Arbeiterklasse. Denn der Angriff gegen die Sowjetunion ist der Stoß ins Herz der Revolution. Und Der Krieg, der jetzt durch die Länder geht, ist der Krieg gegen dich, Prolet!
Deja de wir haben ein Haus. Ich das ist es ein Haus, mit mir da und im Wind. Sie schauen uns um fest, da und da ein Haus. Mit mir da und im Wind, wir gehen auf Bullensau. Man kann sich in die Fresse entritt. Hey, Rote Zora, hol ihr meine Dame, ihr Fata. Hey, Rote Zora, ja, was hat uns gefällt? Hey, hey, Rote Zora, hol ihr meine Dame, ihr Fata. Hey, Rote Zora, ja, was hat uns gefällt? Right.
Hello, people. We have one announcement. A bicycle is missing. It is an aluminium-colored bicycle, which was last seen near the monolith. And if you see this bicycle or a broken bicycle lock, please report at the radio tent. Thank you.
Hallo Taxi, schnell zum Kudamecke Town ziehen. Meine Frau, meine Kinder schreien nach Kokain, Cocaine. All around my brain. Oh Mama, komm schnell her. Halt mich fest, ich kann nicht mehr Cocaine. All around my brain. Meine Frau heißt Evelyn, ich weiß nicht, liebt sie mich oder mehr, mein Kokain, Cocaine. Liebster, sagt sie, rate mal, was kitzelt so schön in der Nase, schmeckt nach Scheiße, wirkt wie Arsen, Cocaine. All around my brain. Oh Mama, komm schnell her, halt mich fest, ich kann nicht mehr Cocaine. All around my brain. Mein Sohn ist 12 und ewig angeturnt. Ich verbiete es ihm, damit er endlich laufen lernt. Cocaine. All around my brain. Seit gestern weiß er endlich, wer ich bin. Wenn er mich sieht, dann ruft er, Papa, hat du Kokain? Cocaine. All around my brain. Halt mich fest, ich kann nicht mehr Cocaine. All around my brain. Meine kleine Tochter ist jetzt gerade auf einem Trip, den sie letztes Jahr schon eingepfiffen hat. Cocaine. All around my brain. Sie sieht aus, als wäre sie 30 und sie macht auf 20. Dabei ist sie 8. Cocaine. All around my brain. Oh, oh Mama, komm schnell her, halt mich fest, ich kann nicht mehr.
Keine Ahnung.
Hallo, Listeners?
Meine Tante dient seit einem Jahr, seitdem geht sie über Leichen im Jaguar.
The Listeners, we now have here at the radio tent Padeloon from the Philbert, who will now talk about the Big Brother Awards.
It's broken English here. I think it's for Bud, of course. You know? Oh, look, they're starting to grab the cars. Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. The Big Brother Awards, I think you have heard before. This is a wonderful negative prize for people who are working a lot against ideas of privacy. And we make a lecture in the stage one at 5:30 p.m. today, in about some minutes. Some time. You can start now. Drink your coffee and start to go to stage one. It's in the Freihof, and we make a little lecture about Big Brother Awards. We invite all people on this ground who are working for Big Brother Awards in some countries to come to this lecture, because I didn't see Umberto to this moment, and I think he's here on the ground, here in the field. And if you see him, say, hey, Umberto, you have a date 5:30 at stage one. Okay, and the other people can come too. Maurice will coming, Rina Tangitz is there, Jens is there, and I think it's very important, because we need people who tell us and nominate other people, and I'm sure you know who should become nominated. Okay, thank you. Play some music now, so the people can relax a little bit more, and bring. I think you should use now commercial music, so they are, oh yes, I have to go to the Big Brother Awards now, and I think it would be very, very hypnotic, and so hypnotic music, and du kannst schon mal langsam diese Regler
you,
runterziehen. Ich rede einfach immer weiter und du ziehst
question,
den Regler runter und dann hört mich kein Mensch
what
mehr.
What about the special favorite you have this year for the Big Brother Award?
Oh, I should answer. Sorry, I didn't listen. What did you say?
Are there any favorites for this year's Big Brother Award yet?
Oh, we already got for the Big Brother Awards Germany. You know, in every country there's own Big Brother Award nomination. We got nearly I think 50 nominations. But of course, I don't tell you now because you will get the idea on the October 26th in Switzerland, in Austria, in Germany, in England, and even in the Netherlands, there will be a Big Brother Awards. Was heißt Verleihung auf Englisch? Verdammt nochmal. Okay. Sag mal.
Okay, thank you, Padeloon, and you all will go to the workshop, to the lecture at 5:30, of course.
Thank you very much.
This is Space Station 5, the channel with a sympathetic English accent.
Oh no, I'll live on.
And if you want to hear the workshops SMS Security on Stage 3 or Introduction to IP Version 6 in the workshop area, then you should start now. Also to be heard on http://bnix.campsite.hell2001.org on port 8000.
One more time. want is feeling. Celebration tonight. Celebrate. Don't wait too late. No, you don't stop. You can't stop. We're gonna celebrate it. One more time. One more time. One more time. A celebration. You know we're gonna do it right. Tonight. Hey, just feel it. Music's got me feeling the need. Need. Yeah. Come on. Alright. We're gonna celebrate. One more time. Celebrate and dance so free. Music's got me feeling so free. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free.
Hacking is not allowed in the Netherlands. Hack, hack, hack. Hack, 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 hack. Hack, 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 hack. Hacking is not allowed in the Netherlands. That you don't have to commit, have to commit crimes, have to commit crimes to have a nice time.
just want to feel safe in my own skin. I just want to be happy again. I just want to feel deep in my own world, but I'm so lonely I don't even wanna be with myself
Ingo, and I want to announce the next speakers. On 16:30 we will have on stage one Worms, What is Possible, with Jonathan Wicknell. On stage two on 16:30, Real Stateful TCP Packet Filtering in IP Filters, with Guido van Roy. And still in the stage number 3, SMS security, with Job de Haas. And in the workshop tent, there is an introduction to IP V6 at the moment, with Walter Bergers and Pim van der Wel. And now joining me in the radio tent, hello Drew. Drew, you are doing the streaming for all the speaks that I have announced where can it be heard?
Right. Right now we are doing the streaming for the three stages. If you can't make it to a stage, you don't have to go any further than your computer. The links to the live streaming are through the HAL2001.org webpage. Feel free to come by and take a look at the live real video streaming.
Okay. Thank you, and
welcome.
We'll go on with music.
Space Station 5.
Yes, that was the music. It's gone. This happens. But as the music is gone, we have Fox here. Fox is from the sanitary crew. Fox.
Sanitary
is for the
toilets. Sanitary is for the toilets. I'm for the first aid.
I matched the words. Words in German are exactly the opposite. Sorry.
No from problem. Okay.
The first aid team.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, the first thing I would say that please do all look about that you drink enough water and sleep enough because the weather is changing and your body always... must not took this good and you will reboot and that's not good for me, then we must go to work for you. Okay, that's the one thing I won't say. Thank you.
Obviously, you're listening to the Happiness Channel.
Wow, wow, wow.
Pride.
feel so scared. Can you tell me why you're leaving at the moment when I needed you so bad? I can't get through my head. My mom is dead.
A speak about worms, what is possible and what is not possible with Jonathan Wignals. On stage number 2 is just beginning real stateful TCP packet filtering in IP filter written down here, and this talk is with Guido von Roy. And on stage number 3 is still going on the SMS security with Job Yehal. He's in the workshop then.
Cromarty, Fort Turner.
hello, and we have an announcement again. This is Ingo. With me in the radio tent is Enno Jura from the CCC in the Ruhrpott area. And you have a very special project here. Tell us about it.
Oh, yes, we've got the balloon camera project. We have a big balloon, and under the balloon there is a digital camera. We will make pictures every 5 minutes from the air, and the main area we will make photos about what should be the main tent and the areas around it. And you can see the pictures in the web, probably in a half hour or in an hour, at balloon.campsite.hell2001.org.
Okay, so, and what is this for a balloon? A balloon on a rope? And
Yes, it's a balloon on a rope, about 50 meters long. And a second rope is there. It's a usual serial connection to get the pictures down.
Mm-hmm.
And at least we would use one rope. The maximum are three ropes. We have to try which is the best performance.
And what is this for a type of balloon? Is it how does it keep in the air?
It's this helium, usual helium balloon.
So with gas?
Yes, gas.
Gas. Yes, cool. So say the URL again. Where can the pictures be found?
That is balloon.campsite.hell2001.org.
And where can you be found in the balloon itself?
The balloon itself is near the home tent. You will see it. It's near the toilets and near the snack bars outside.
Cool. Thank you.
No problem.